This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States and China have agreed to get their trade talks back on track. At the close of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, U.S. President Donald Trump also said for now there would be no new tariffs against Beijing.
At least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs on China. We won't be adding an additional, tremendous amount of, we have, I guess, $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed. And we're not doing that. We're going to work with China on where we left off.
The president traveled next to South Korea, where he wants a handshake meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the DMZ tomorrow. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump has told a G20 summit press conference he may be meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un on Sunday during a visit to the demilitarized zone with South Korea. But he says nothing has been set up just yet. Trump added Kim has responded to the offer and was very receptive to the idea. North Korea's first vice foreign minister says it's a very interesting suggestion and the meeting, if realized, he says, would serve as another meaningful occasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Asked about his meeting with Saudi Arabia's Prince Mohammed bin Salman, President Trump talked up economic ties while claiming anger over the Saudi killing of dissident journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi.
They've been a terrific ally. They're creating millions of jobs in this country. They're ordering equipment, not only military equipment, but $400 billion worth of, and actually even more than that over a period of time, worth of different things. And with that being said, I'm extremely angry and unhappy about a thing like that taking place.
For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA mobile news app. This is VOA News.